'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the town, last-minute shoppers were running around.
But things were too quiet at Carmichael's store. He was grumpy and greedy, for he wanted more.
So out on the lot, we were selling our trees. To bring in more shoppers was a part of his scheme.
So come buy our trees, so we can buy toys to give to the needy and spread Christmas joy.
Welcome to Jesse's Trees. We have evergreens for sale, and remember, every penny goes to our special friends.
Trees for us to sell.
You're welcome. Dad says he's happy you could help out. I mean, what a great cause. Providing these Christmas presents for families who are less fortunate. We wouldn't think of taking any money.
And Mr. Carmichael, thank you for donating.
The lot. I said you could use my lot to sell your trees. You can buy all your toys from my store here tonight. No need to go anywhere else.
So, Mr. Carmichael, have you picked out a tree yet?
No, I don't need.
Well, here you go. Pick one out. No charge.
Why, yes. It's all I...
Got it?
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jacob. It's our way of saying thank you for donating
the lot. Just my lot. And no thank you for the Christmas trees. Christmas trees remind me of family trees.
What's the matter with that?
It doesn't matter now. Trust me, and it's perfect. A family of one.
Gesundheit.
Thank you, Danke schön, Jacob.
You're getting a cold, young lady. You better keep your distance. This is no time for me to get sick. Ka-ching, ka-ching, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that reminds me. Daddy said to tell you that the whole family's come tonight for the Christmas pageant. The whole Jesse household will be there.
My mom's coming tonight. She missed my school program because she had to work. But she's coming tonight. She'll be so surprised when she finds out that I'm married.
Mr. Carmichael, will you be coming to our pageant?
Oh, please come. I'm Mary.
What? No, I don't have time for that. We do too busy at my store selling my goods. Gotta get back to the old grindstone.
That's so sad Mr. Carmichael doesn't want a Christmas tree. And he doesn't have a family? Who doesn't have a family?
Well, it's too bad he's not coming to the Christmas program tonight so that he can hear how he could be a part of God's family.
Yes, that's the good news of Christmas. Because of Jesus, we can all be a part of the family of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every day I love you more. Thank you, Jesus. That my name's been added to your family tree. I'm a part of God's great big family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Trees and I got us a large tip after they saw me lift up that tree with one hand.
Oh, good. Now we'll have enough money to make three girls very happy. Mr. Carmichael, I'll need an Elsa doll, an Elsa costume, and an Elsa backpack.
All right, I can get those for.
Oh, Elsa's my favorite.
Let it go. Let it go.
No, stop, stop. All right, no, girls, stop. Let it go, okay? All right, I can get those items, all right? Just give me the money. Let it go.
Dios le bendiga.
Gracie. Yeah, there's the money.
All right. Thank God I lost a hand sanitizer back at the store.
I really hope we sell enough trees to get all those gifts. Oh, I forgot about the bake sale. How's that going, girls?
It's going great. We've got gluten-free, fat-free, sugar-free, and peanut-free.
Might as well be flavor-free.
Anyway, you won't believe this. About 5 minutes ago, this guy started something, and he said it was called Pay It Forward.
What's that mean?
Well, he wanted to pay for the person's food behind him as a gift. And now that's what everyone's doing. Anybody want a sweet treat?
Lots of goodies here to eat at Jesse's Tree Lot Grab and Treat. We're raising funds for those in need to make their Christmas oh so sweet. Christmas bake sale boogie. Come on a boogie, woogie, woogie with me. Yummy, boogie.
Carmichael, I want to pay it forward for his treat. He'll be so surprised.
All right. Here's that Elsa merchandise you wanted, and I have made a fortune off that movie. Thank you, Mickey.
Mr. Carmichael, you've been working so hard. Aren't you kind of hungry? How about a sweet, yummy treat?
Any more toys?
Yes.
Dioti Benedica.
Grassy.
I scored. Here's the cash. And there we go. Have you ever thought maybe you're allergic to evergreens?
I'm beginning to think so. Anyway, Mr. Carmichael, we've sold 3 more trees, so I need a baseball, a basketball, and a football.
Money, please.
Mr. Carmichael, you look so hungry. Don't you think you need a treat?
I only eat gluten, sugar, and fat-free food.
Perfect. You can have the fruitcake.
How much for the fruitcake?
Oh, it's already paid for.
What?
It's a gift, Mr. Carmichael. Don't you get it? Someone pay it forward.
What? That doesn't even make sense. What have I told you kids? Money doesn't grow on trees.
Here you go. Here's your gluten, sugar, fat-free fruitcake. Enjoy, Mr. Carmichael. Are you sure you don't want to come tonight?
She's Mary in the manger pageant.
No, thank you. That manger scene keeps popping up every Christmas. I haven't found a way to make money off it yet. I'll get your toys.
Merry Christmas!
To be politically correct, young lady, it's happy holidays. We don't want to offend any of our customers, or they won't buy from us.
Offend our customers? What about offending God?
I guess he doesn't know that Christmas is all about Jesus and his birth in the manger. But we have to keep Christ in Christmas. After all, we're celebrating his birthday.
Let's keep Christ in Christmas forever, celebrating. must keep Christ and Christmas forever celebrating Jesus. We must keep Christ and Christmas this year. We gather together with family and friends. There's shopping and sleigh rides and parties to attend. It's crazy how busy we can get. And sometimes it's easy to forget.
Trees to two more cars today. Glad I brought my guns, Smith and Wesson.
I'm good. We still need to buy a few more gifts for tonight. Let's see. Now we need... Oh, how much money have we made at the bake sale?
$32.
Oh, good. Okay. Now we need a pink tricycle and some Legos. Can you go tell Mr. Carmichael, Luke?
Legos on a tricycle? I got
you. No. A pink tricycle.
No! I am not carrying around in a pink tricycle.
You'll get over it.
Pardon me! Can I have some assistance?
Sure. What would you like at your service?
I would like either some hemlock firs or Douglas.
I unloaded some off the truck this morning. Walk this way.
There you are, Jacob. We've been wondering where you were at.
I've been tying trees to trunks. It's been a busy day.
Hey, I have a question about Christmas trees. Why do we decorate them anyway?
I can answer that one. My family's been growing evergreens for 3 generations. First of all, evergreens are the only trees that keep their foliage all year long. It reminds me of the everlasting life we can have in Jesus.
And the tree points up to heaven. That's why we put a star on top.
And if you decorate a Jesse tree like my family does, you hang ornaments on it that remind you of events from creation to Christ's birth. Oh, and one more thing. I almost forgot. We hang our Christmas tree upside down.
What?
Upside down? Why would you do that?
Because it points down. Jesus came to earth for us. Like my daddy always says, our gift from God was not on a tree, under a tree, but on a tree.
I just thought of something. Jesus paid it forward for us.
Yeah, I like that. Jesus did pay it forward for us.
Hey, I know a song about a Christmas tree.
We know one too.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, I can do better than that. Hit it, boys.
Everlasting joy, everlasting peace.
That's me. I'm Carly. You know the one who's going to be married?
Yeah, well, your mother just called me on my private cell phone. I don't even know how she got that number, but...
She did? She seemed me to be...
Well, no, she's going to be late. Something down at City Hall needed her attention.
What?
I don't take messages.
Not again.
I'm sure she'll make it.
Who's sweet?
Merci. And, Carly, if she doesn't make it, I'm sure Mr. Carmichael here will videotape the entire thing for you.
No, I never agree to that. I'll be too busy at the store making dough, all right? You know what I say, kids? Money doesn't grow on trees.
I don't think she's allergic to evergreens. I think she's allergic to Mr. Evergreedy.
Mr. Carmichael, can I ask you a question? You have a very unusual cologne. What is it called?
Oh, you like? I've worn it for years. It's called Mula Amor.
There it is.
Any more toys?
Yeah. We have just enough for a Ken and Barbie deluxe Christmas cottage and also Hot Wheels racing car. And that's it. Every kid on the list has a gift now.
Yay!
All right. Money, please.
We need to finish wrapping these presents. Addison, will you help me?
Sure.
I can't wait to see all the kids' faces when we give them their presents. Doesn't giving feel so good?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And because of God giving us His only Son, it makes me want to give all I can in Jesus' name.
ring the police!
Excuse me? Is there a Mr. Carmichael here?
Yeah, that would be me. It's called the Hubba Bubba.
I'm here from City Hall, and you're not allowed to use this area out front.
What?
What?
What? Sir, you can't use this area out front because you don't have a permit for it.
I never heard of such a thing like that before.
Pack it up, kids! I have my orders!
Wait, stop!
Mommy, you made it. Now there's no pageant.
I would have been here earlier, but while I was at work, I heard they were going to shut you down, Mr. Carmichael.
How can they shut me down the weekend before Christmas?
I have my orders.
Now, wait a minute. I've got your permit. Mr. Carmichael, get back in business!
Oh, you judge that! Well, you're clear.
Mommy, you pay it forward for Mr. Carmichael.
What? Oh, yes, you did. Why would you do something like that for me?
Because that's what Christmas is all about. Loving one another like Jesus loved us.
Mr. Carmichael, did I mention I was playing Mary?
You are?
Yes, Mommy. I gotta go run. Wardrobe!
There was no room for them in the inn, and there were shepherds living nearby in fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were afraid.
Fear not, the angel said to them, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born, and he is Christ the Lord.
Why, that was, how do you say, very moving. I'd like to know more about this baby.
It's simple. God's only Son, Jesus, paid for our sins with his very life.
Yes, I'd like to know more about that.
You might want that Christmas tree after all.
Why, yes, think I would. And to show appreciation to my new family, everybody can buy one free gift from my store completely free, plus tax. Merry Christmas, everyone. Huh?
Excellent. If I didn't already have a Christmas tree, I know where I'd be buying my tree. I'd be buying it right here at Jesse's Trees. Thank you so much for a wonderful presentation. We appreciate all the work that's gone into that recently. We thank Stephen Batts. He's been a very busy man for a while, and we appreciate all the work he's done, the guys in the sound booth, and everybody behind the scenes that's been a part of this. This has been wonderful, a great presentation, beautiful songs, an excellent message, and we appreciate that. Maybe you already have your Christmas tree. If you don't, I think they may have a few still for sale up here, maybe even one that was paid forward, so you might get it for free. I don't know. Don't count on it. But I know that in our home, we enjoy going out and getting a Christmas tree. You know, some people, you know, really, they go like up to Western North Carolina to get their tree, and they go up there and make a day of it. Pictures and everything and bring it back to decorate. Others might go to a local lot or over to Food Lion or maybe you have an artificial tree. You just pull it down out of the attic or the garage, or maybe even like some people, they just keep their tree decorated all year and just put a bag over it and pull it out. And it's Christmas time, you know, and some have the little small tree. But, you know, a lot of us have Christmas trees. And we enjoy that. We enjoy picking out the tree. We enjoy putting it up and decorating it and then looking at it during the Christmas season. A lot of times there are special ornaments that we hang on those trees that really mean a lot to us and to our family. You know, tonight in the drama, they mention that God has a tree. God has a tree. We read about a lot of trees in the Bible, but there's one tree that we read about referred to in the New Testament, and we often call it the cross because that's actually what it was. It was the cross on which the Lord Jesus died. But you know, there are a number of times in the New Testament when that cross is actually referred to as a tree. Of course, it was made out of a tree. It was made out of wood. Somebody took that wood and cut it and made a cross out of it, and that cross was used as an instrument of execution. Just want to mention a couple of things about what was hung on that tree. We know what was hung on that tree. Who was hung on that tree? Y'all know? Jesus, that's right. Jesus was hung on that tree. We read in Acts chapter 10 and verse 39 that they killed him by hanging him on a tree. You see, it was on that tree, on that cross, that the Lord Jesus, whose birth we're celebrating tonight, born and laid in a manger in a humble birth, he died on a tree. He was hung on that tree to die. The Bible says that all have sinned, and what we deserve for our sin is death. And the Lord Jesus, in coming to be our substitute, not deserving death himself, having never sinned, he was hung on a tree to die. The cross. And it's referred to here in Acts chapter 10 as a tree. They killed him by hanging on a tree. He died. Christ died for our sins. We read in Galatians 3:13 that Christ, whose birthday we're celebrating tonight, and we will on Friday, Christmas Day, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. We've all sinned, and sin brings with it a curse. We've all broken the law of God. None of us in this room can say that we perfectly kept all that God has told us to do. No, we have not. We've all failed to do that. And the Bible makes that clear. And because of that, we find ourselves under a curse. The curse of being separated from God for all eternity. Not only in this life, that's bad enough. To go through this life without the Lord Jesus, that's terrible. But to go through all eternity without Him, now, that's unimaginable, really. But the Lord Jesus, hanging on that tree, hanging on that cross, He was made a curse for us, that He could purchase us, take us away from that curse, and give us a new life. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter, one of His disciples, wrote these words about the Lord Jesus and said, "Who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree." And when the Lord Jesus was hung on that tree, He was dying for us. He was carrying our sins on Himself. As the substitute, God said the only acceptable substitute was the Lord Jesus because He never sinned. Lived that perfect life. Started out His earthly life in the womb of Mary, and was born there in Bethlehem, and was raised in Nazareth, and lived His life in a relatively small area. But in that time, He never did anything wrong. Guys and girls, He never sinned. He never thought, did, said anything that broke God's rules. No, He never did anything against the will of God. God, the Lord Jesus, God in the flesh, always pleased the Father. And therefore, He was qualified to go to the cross, to the tree, and to take your punishment and my punishment. And that's exactly what the Bible says He did. He carried our sins on Himself there on the cross. He took your place. He was your substitute. He was my substitute. He carried the sins of the whole world. And all who will receive Him as Savior are forgiven. forgiven of all of those sins because the Lord Jesus, in dying on that tree and buried in that grave, he didn't stay there. No, he was raised to life. And he's alive tonight. And he's offering himself to anyone, everyone who will receive him, who will believe on him as Savior. He says, I will give you a new life. I will forgive you of your sins. And it starts right the moment that you believe and trust him as your Savior. You know, we think about ornaments hanging on a tree. And most of them have good memories for us. When you think about the ornament on God's tree, it's kind of sad. We see a man there. He's been beaten. Blood is coming from all parts of his body. He has human spit of other people running down his face. A crown of thorns on his head. And we would say, that's not a very pretty ornament. But you know, once we believe on the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and we look back to that tree, like Peter also wrote in his first letter, to you who believe, he is precious. And you know, if you've trusted Christ as your Savior, and you think about that ornament, though it may make you sad to think of him on that tree dying, yet it's precious. It's a beautiful ornament with wonderful memories of what he did for you and what he did for me. If you've never received the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you can do it right where you sit by telling God that you know you're a sinner and you believe his Son died for you and rose again. He said that he will receive you if you will come to him in faith. It's not by works. It's not by being a good person. It's not by paying it forward for someone else. Those are great things, but they won't make you right with God. Only trusting his Son as your Savior. We'd love to talk with you more about it. We're going to pray, and then we're going to have a special presentation, and then we're going to go across the parking lot. Everybody's invited. We have some wonderful snacks and finger foods, treats, tables to sit down and enjoy being together. We want to invite you to come up there. Before we do that, I'm going to pray, and then the ushers, some of the men are going to come, and they have treat bags for all the kids. We ask you just to stay in your seat, if everybody could stay seated, and then they'll give out treat bags to all the children, and then there'll be bags out in the hallway for you adults as you leave. You can pick one up. Better put your name on it because they all look the same. Or stick it in your car on your way up to the gym. But we would love to talk with you about the Lord Jesus to make sure this is the best Christmas you've ever had because you know him as your Savior. So let's pray. We'll thank him for the refreshments. We'll thank him for his Son and for the gift of salvation. And then again, if you just stay where you are and allow the ushers to pass these out, and once they've gotten to the back, maybe they can give us the high sign, hey, we're done, and then we can go, okay? So let's stay, if you could, once you get your bag, just hold tight until they get through the whole audience. So let's pray and thank the Lord. Dear Father in heaven, we are so humbled by the wonderful story of Christmas. Father, thank you for these beautiful presentations tonight, the little children singing those wonderful songs to us about you and your Son. Father, we're so thankful that we need to come to you as a little child. And Father, we thank you for the older children and the teens, Lord, and what they presented to us regarding coming into your family. What a wonderful privilege, Lord. We don't deserve that. We can never earn that. Help anyone here tonight who thinks that they can earn their way into your favor to understand what your word says, that it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but it's by your mercy. Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation that is by faith. And Father, that's recorded in the Scripture. It's not human opinion. Rather, Father, it's your truth. So we thank you for this time together tonight. We thank you for all the families represented here. Father, we thank you for the food you're providing and the treat bags. We pray for those who are hurting, who are going through difficult times. And Father, we pray that you will use all we've experienced tonight to work in our lives, to draw us more in fellowship with you if we're saved, and to draw any to you in faith if they've never received the Lord Jesus. So we give you thanks. We love you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, they're going to come and give out the treats, and I'll let you know when all they've worked their way to the back, and then we'll be dismissed. So y'all hang tight, kids. They're going to bring yours up there.